Hello and thanks for joining us on the NITV News Podcast. Thousands of mob and allies alike have gathered at Victoria's Parliament House yesterday, walking alongside a truth-telling commissioner as he finished his nearly 500-kilometre trek across the state. Travis Lovett's Walk for Truth saw him trek from Portland in the state's west all the way to Melbourne.
A generous handover, one of the final steps on the truth-telling journey. Yuruk Justice Commissioner Travis Lovett finishing a nearly 500-kilometre trek.
The Walk for Truth was about walking with all Victorians in solidarity, encouraging all to come and listen and learn and engage in truth-telling.
The Gunditjmara man's triumphant arrival at Victoria's Parliament House, welcomed by thousands.
This is just a small showing of what mob can do. And it's the real way that truth-telling should be led, by mob, for mob.
Beginning in Portland, where Victoria's colonisation began, Mr. Lovett trekked to Naarm, Melbourne. His walk aimed at bringing all Victorians along the truth-telling journey. His efforts inspiring mob and allies alike, including Mauritian woman Adele.
Understand deeply what the pain of colonization has been over basically 400 years. So we are here just for humanity. Treaty, we want treaty.
Over four long years, the Yuruk Justice Commission has investigated systemic injustices faced by Indigenous people in Victoria.
Yuruk is set to formally conclude on June 30th, but there are thousands of hours of evidence collected from Aboriginal Victorians will contribute to an official public record. They're also due to release a comprehensive reform report which outlines their recommendations and a roadmap for change.
That final report is likely to make more than 100 recommendations, many of which may be implemented via the statewide treaty process, currently being negotiated by the state government and the First Peoples Assembly.
We must have these truths told to guide our decisions and to guide our journey forward, not only for this first treaty but going into the future as well.
It is well understood that to drive a treaty process, you need to have truth.
Hopes truth-telling can lead to a fairer future. Phoebe McIlraith, NITV News.
Victoria's top Indigenous legal body says the state government's new post and boast laws will entrench the criminalisation of young people. A new bill introduced to Parliament on Tuesday will criminalise boasting about certain crimes such as carjacking and burglary on social media. The government says the decision is in response to trends on platforms like TikTok and will result in an additional 2 years of jail time for offenders if found guilty. Victoria's Aboriginal Legal Service argues there's little evidence to support the laws.
Premier Allan showed us once again that her government, unfortunately, are not very innovative thinkers. They're simply playing copycat with other states and territories, including New South Wales, Northern Territory and Queensland, and really following suit their regressive policy approaches to the youth justice issues.
Competition and consumer groups have described the behaviour of telecommunications giant Optus as appalling and unconscionable. The company yesterday agreed to pay a $100 million fine for selling customers phones and contracts they didn't want or need. Many of those affected were First Nations people. Ricky Kirby reports.
Optus has admitted to engaging in unconscionable conduct when selling telecommunications goods and services to hundreds of consumers after court action brought on by the ACCC.
We took this action because Optus's conduct was so wide-ranging and serious and because it significantly harmed consumers.
The conduct occurred between August 2019 and July 2023. Many of the consumers were First Nations Australians from regional, remote and very remote parts of Australia. In many instances, the consumers did not want or need, could not use or could not afford what they were sold.
The conduct is simply unacceptable. The conduct has caused significant financial and non-financial harm. Indeed, the fear, distress and shame that many consumers experienced could and should have been anticipated and addressed speedily.
Under the agreement, Optus will pay a penalty of $100 million. It comes after Telstra, the largest telco, was ordered by the federal court to pay $50 million in penalties in 2021 for unconscionable conduct when selling mobile contracts to Indigenous consumers.
This is a pattern of behaviour in the telco industry, and it's a pattern that is reflected in the low trust that consumers have in this industry.
Impacted customers are receiving refunds as part of a remediation approach. Optus has also agreed to pay $1 million towards supporting digital literacy initiatives for First Nations Australians. The penalty will now be considered by the federal court for approval. Ricky Kirby, NITV News.
The Australian government is heading to France to further lobby UN officials in a bid to get a World Heritage listing for the ancient Murujuga rock art collection in WA. Last month, UNESCO indicated it would be knocking back a World Heritage listing for the petroglyphs because of damage from nearby industry. UNESCO's decision came as the state and federal governments gave Woodside permission to extend its Northwest Shelf gas plant for another 40 years. Meanwhile, environmental activists have launched a Supreme Court action against the WA government's approval of the gas plant, arguing it didn't consider climate change or damage to the petroglyphs. That's all for now. I'm Luana Grant. For more Indigenous news, tune into NITV News weeknights at 6:30 p.m. and stay tuned right here on NITV Radio for all the latest news updates.